This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. Around 30 school districts in Michigan have a bond vote coming up on May 7th. Ludington Area School Districts is one of them. It's asking the community for a new elementary building, along with renovations to the middle, high school, and improvements to technology, transportation, and arts and athletic facilities. Jason Kennedy is the district superintendent, and he's here to talk about the bond proposal. Jason, thanks for taking the time.
Kendra, thanks for having me on today.
So why does the Ludington Area School District need money for the new buildings and renovations?
The average age of the facilities in Ludington is 64 years old. They really are at a place where we need to make some significant renovations and new additions to the complex. We need to consider doing more than just fixing and repairing the facilities.
Why isn't the school district considering renovation for the elementary buildings?
The Board of Education's strategic plan called for the district to assess the cost effectiveness of renovating facilities versus building brand new. And so we've spent time over the last year to year and a half doing that work. And the proposal that the district has put before voters is really a balance between those, with a new build at the elementary complex and then also some heavy renovations and new additions to the high school, middle school complex, which allowed for us to really balance the needs of spending $55 million just to fix the facilities versus spending $160 million plus to build brand new.
So can you tell us what will happen to the old elementary buildings?
Great question. So within the bond proposal, the district has allocated money to demolish each of those buildings as a means to ensure that those buildings do not sit vacant or become blighted. Ultimately, the goal of the district is to aggressively market the buildings for being repurposed. We have had some interest from a local physician in town who's very interested in one of the buildings for a community center for her offices. We've also had individuals express interest in everything from senior assisted living centers to affordable housing.
The bond asks for nearly $18 million over a period of 15 years. How much is that expected to cost individual taxpayers?
To the average homeowner of a $100,000 market value home, that's a little over $7 a month or $85 a year to be able to generate $100 million to complete this work.
Ludington Area School District has asked for a new elementary building twice before. What is different about this bond proposal?
This particular bond proposal really truly is about the needs of all kids, focusing on every single kid in the school district. And so we are focused on 21st century learning skills. We have conducted 11 community forums and transformation think tanks where we've involved thousands of stakeholders. They've read significant pieces of research to learn about 21st century education.
And finally, why should someone living in the district with no connection to the schools be in favor of higher taxes?
Sure. So first of all, it's important to recognize that as the superintendent of a public school district, I'm not in a position to be able to advocate one way or another, either yes or no. And so the way that I would answer the question is our district and our community has spent a significant amount of time over the last year to year and a half studying and researching by conducting site visits throughout the state and across the Chicagoland area and parts of the Midwest to really look at what high quality teaching and learning should look like. And we believe that we've developed a plan in working with community stakeholders and our transformation think tank that really truly is going to move teaching and learning forward. And ultimately, it's extremely important to recognize that teaching and learning is vitally important. Education is vitally important to vibrant communities.
Jason Kennedy is the superintendent for LASD. Jason, thanks for talking.
Thank you, Kendra.